Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Why Politicians Lie About Trade, and What You Need to Know About It by Dmitry Grozubinsky is a nonfiction explanation of international trade policy, written for general readers rather than specialists. Drawing on the author's experience as a former Australian trade negotiator and diplomat, the book examines how trade debates are framed in public life, why political messaging so often simplifies or distorts reality, and what trade actually does to economies, workers, consumers, and governments. It is not a technical economics textbook or a polemical manifesto. Instead, it aims to make an often opaque policy area understandable, readable, and relevant to everyday political discussion. The book focuses on the gap between public rhetoric and institutional complexity, showing how tariffs, agreements, disputes, and negotiations are shaped by incentives that are frequently hidden from voters. Its purpose is to help readers assess trade claims more critically and understand the real trade-offs behind policy choices. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why trade is politically easy to misrepresent. A central idea in the book is that trade is unusually vulnerable to political simplification because its costs and benefits are distributed unevenly. Politicians can gain by promising protection or blaming foreign competition, even when the policy effects are more complicated than the slogan suggests. Grozubinsky explains that trade issues often create visible pain for concentrated groups while delivering broader but less visible gains to consumers and the wider economy. That imbalance gives public figures an incentive to present trade as a simple contest between winners and losers, rather than as a system of shared gains, adjustment costs, and negotiation. The book treats this as a political communication problem as much as an economic one. Readers are pushed to see that misleading trade claims are not accidental noise, but often rational responses to the pressures of campaigning, blame shifting, and message discipline. This framing helps explain why trade remains such a durable source of rhetoric even when the underlying policy choices are constrained by law, institutions, and international commitments. Secondly, how international trade actually works behind the slogans. The book demystifies the practical machinery of trade by focusing on agreements, tariffs, taxes, and disputes, rather than treating trade as a vague idea about buying and selling across borders. Grozubinsky's practitioner background matters here because he presents trade as a negotiated system built on rules, compromise, and reciprocal restraint. Readers learn that trade policy is rarely about a single dramatic decision. It is usually the result of layered bargaining between states, industries, and institutions with different priorities. The book emphasizes that governments do not simply choose between free trade and protection in the abstract. They operate within a network of commitments that shape what is possible. This approach is useful because it replaces myth with mechanism. Instead of assuming that a tariff is obviously good or bad, the book asks what objective it serves, who pays for it, and what retaliation or distortion it may trigger. The result is a clearer sense of trade as a working system, not a slogan or ideology. Thirdly, the real economic stakes for workers, consumers, and sectors. Another major theme is that trade policy reaches far beyond diplomatic rooms and into ordinary life. The book stresses that trade decisions affect prices, employment patterns, sector competitiveness, and the structure of supply chains. Grozubinsky does not present trade as an abstract contest between nations, but as a policy area with direct consequences for food, jobs, and the availability of goods. At the same time, he avoids the simplistic claim that trade always helps everyone equally. Instead, he shows that the benefits and burdens of trade are uneven, which is precisely why political debate around it becomes so charged. A policy that lowers costs for consumers may still create concentrated losses in particular industries, while a policy that protects domestic producers may raise prices or reduce choice elsewhere. The book therefore encourages readers to think in terms of trade-offs rather than slogans. This focus is especially useful for readers who want to understand why trade disputes recur in elections and why policy choices can look successful in rhetoric while producing mixed outcomes in practice. Fourthly, what trade debates spill into security, climate, and social policy. The book is notable for showing that trade can no longer be treated as a narrow technical issue separated from the rest of politics. Grozubinsky argues that trade policy increasingly intersects with national security, climate policy, development, and social questions such as gender and inequality. That broader framing matters because trade is often invoked as a solution to problems that are only partly economic. Politicians may promise that blocking imports will restore industrial strength, protect strategic autonomy, or support domestic resilience. But the book urges readers to question whether trade barriers can really achieve those goals by linking trade to larger policy debates. Grozubinsky shows why misunderstandings matter so much. If trade is used as a catch-all answer, it can distort decisions in areas that voters care about deeply. The book's value lies in making readers alert to when trade arguments are doing hidden political work. This wider perspective also helps explain why modern trade disputes are no longer limited to tariffs and quotas, but extend to supply chains, strategic industries, and the politics of interdependence. Lastly, a practical guide to reading trade claims critically, beyond explanation, the book functions as a tool for judgment. Its deeper purpose is to help readers evaluate trade statements with greater skepticism and less dependence on slogans. Grozubinsky teaches readers to ask basic but powerful questions: who benefits, who pays, what is being left out, and what alternative policy tools might exist. This critical method is valuable because many trade claims are made in compressed political language that sounds decisive but hides assumptions. The book does not ask readers to become economists or negotiators. Instead, it gives them enough conceptual clarity to spot when a claim about tariffs, jobs, or national strength is oversimplified. That makes the book especially useful for voters, journalists, students, and policymakers who need a reliable guide to a topic that is often discussed with more confidence than understanding. Its practical value is not that it offers a single ideology, but that it improves the reader's ability to separate real policy choices from rhetorical performance. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a clear, intelligent, and accessible explanation of trade policy without the jargon usually associated with the subject. Policymakers, journalists, students of politics or economics, and general readers who encounter trade claims in elections, speeches, or headlines will all find it useful. Its main benefit is that it helps readers think more precisely about a policy area that is often discussed in emotionally charged and misleading terms. Rather than presenting trade as a purely technical field or a simple ideological battle, it explains how incentives, institutions, and political communication shape outcomes. What sets it apart from many books on trade is its combination of insider experience, readability, and skepticism toward public rhetoric. Grozubinsky writes from the perspective of someone who has worked inside trade negotiations, but he uses that background to clarify rather than impress. The result is a book that is practical for non-specialist and serious enough for informed readers. It stands out because it does not merely defend or attack free trade. It explains why trade debates are so often distorted in the first place, and why understanding the machinery behind the slogans matters for democratic decision-making. For anyone trying to read trade politics more critically, it offers a concise but substantial guide. If you would like to support Dmitry Grozubinsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.